welcome. I'm calling my talk today Lockdown Zazen. So one of the first studies on meditation and the effects on the brain was done in 1966. And this was done in Japan by a group of Japanese researchers. And they were looking at the effect of playing a repeated sound on the brain activity of Zen monks. So usually what happens if you play a sound again and again, at first there's a bit of a response to the sound, and then after a while the brain becomes habituated, and what happens is you get less and less reaction, and in the end you may not even notice the sound at all. But what they noticed in the brains of the advanced monks was that they had the same response every time the bell rang. There was a same physiological response. So if they, the first time, the same response as number 20 or 30. And so that's what we in Zen call the beginner's mind, that we have a fresh approach to each moment, even moments that are very routine. So with habituation, the reason why our brain does it is that it sort of saves energy in the brain to not pay attention to something that's just repetitive and familiar. So once we know that something is safe, we can sort of go a bit on automatic pilot and just let it be. Whereas if something is potentially threatening or is a great opportunity, so we either feel anxious or about something, or it could be a threat, or we have a fear of missing out and we think, here's a great opportunity, I better pay attention to that. If it's none of those, then we tend to start switching off and go more on automatic pilot. And we've all had moments of that. For instance, I remember once I started a new job and the first part of the drive was the same as the old job. And so when it came to the intersection where I should have turned right, I just kept going because I was so used to driving down the normal, I was sort of on automatic pilot. I wasn't paying much attention to where I was actually driving, and then I realized, oh, actually, I've got a new job. I need to turn right back there. So this is one of the things that can be difficult for us when we are in lockdown, because we have less opportunities, most of us. So lockdown is different for every one of us, but something, especially if you're working from home, you don't have your usual social outlets, you can't travel, you can't go and see a movie with some friends, try out a new restaurant. So we have less opportunities to seek out those novel experiences. And we have much more the same experience again and again. So people often describe it a bit like Groundhog Day, you just do the same thing day after day. And so our brain really enjoys having novel experiences, and we sort of become more engaged often when something is new is happening. We also actually have deeper memories. So when something happens in a different environment, that actually becomes a deeper memory for us than when it happens in a more familiar environment. And we're just generally more activated and engaged with the moment. So one of the things that we can help, that can help while we are in lockdown, is to use some of that experience of the Zen beginner's mind through the practice of Zazen. And that's where the practice of Zazen is very helpful, because when we're sitting in meditation, it is actually just repetitive, We're just engaging. There's nothing exciting happening, nothing to distract us, but we're still actually very engaged in that moment. And so we can take some of that experience from our engagement with the present moment, from the meditation cushion, also into the rest of the day. And of course, we've all done session, and we know that in session, we actually voluntarily restrict our excitement. So there's, very little in the way of what we usually call entertaining or interesting. And we know by doing that for a few days in a group environment, little things become really quite special. So, just sitting outside and watching a bird, or seeing the sun come in through the dojo window, or washing a cup, all those little things suddenly become something we can be really engaged in. So that can be helpful, a way of practicing Zazen. And so I'm reading a book at the moment about, the all the research that's been done. It's called Altered Trains by Daniel Goleman and Richard Davidson. And it's sort of looking at all the research being done, that has been done on meditation and the effects it has on us. And what they describe in the research, but also what's described in the Buddhist literature and the Zen literature, is really that sense of the lifetime hours of practice that make the difference. So it's not having, one deep meditation experience and that's it, or doing a little bit here and a little bit there. But it's really that hour after hour after hour of sitting and sitting and sitting, that's when things start to change. And the way I describe it in that book is you start to go from a state to a trait. So usually when we've done our 30-minute meditation, we feel a bit calmer afterwards for having done it. Even if the meditation itself maybe was a bit restless, but afterwards you feel a bit better. And so that's a state of feeling slightly more grounded, slightly more relaxed. But that wears off fairly quickly. As we know, then the day starts and things happen and we're stressed again and, then we feel a bit less calm. And so over time, what happens is that it becomes more a trait, so it becomes rather than just this temporary state, and especially in things like session as well. We have the post-session day. Often the first 2 or 3 days feel quite different, and then things start to go back to more normal again. But if we do session year after year after year, then it does have a more carry-on effect in the rest of our day as well. So we don't just go straight back after 2 or 3 days to pre-session time. Over time, it becomes more integrated into our life, so it becomes more a trait of who we are. And so the lockdown experience is very different for everyone, but generally speaking, especially now we're nearly 18 months in and lockdown number 6, there are probably challenges for all of us or most of us with lockdown. And I think it's also important to acknowledge those, and to acknowledge some of the stress, but also some of the grief. So we all have now missed important moments with people that are special to us, opportunities. There's very few people who haven't, got some grief around being in lockdown for so long. There can be maybe a low-level depression associated with it, a sense of dullness, or things like Zoom fatigue. And so we might think, yeah, we're doing Zen practice and that's excellent. And it is. It's great to do Zen practice. But Zen practice also involves being with the difficult emotions or feeling states that can arise from being in lockdown once again. And so we have our own personal difficulties, but there's also this global dimension to the pandemic. And I think for myself, I've sort of had this illusion that pandemics were a thing of the past, and maybe a few other countries that might have the odd pandemic, but it couldn't really be a big factor in a modern Western country like ourselves. So it's taken a little while to get my head around the fact that yes, we are in a pandemic and we're not in control of it yet by any stretch of the imagination, and it keeps coming back to bite us. And so that's sort of a sense of, yeah, the world isn't quite the same as I thought it was. And at the same time, we're actually really conscious of climate change, and there's a really strong sense of heading into quite an unstable and really frightening future. And so last week with the IPCC report, and we know everything that was said in there, but it's just saying once again, this is not good. Things are just going to get more and more difficult for our human society. And so there's also the underlying, what's sometimes called eco-anxiety, the underlying condition there as well. So there's a lot going on for us in our lives. And I saw a meme on Facebook last week, which I thought was really funny. I just turned off the news and put on a serial killer documentary to relax. And that's sort of how it can feel at the moment. If you're watching much of the news, it's not very relaxing. So there's a sense that our old ways are no longer working, As we humans become confronted with climate change and the pandemic, because the pandemic is also putting a lot of stress on our social democracies that we thought were all fine, and all around the world there's quite a bit of pressure on the social democracies, but also on a personal level, what happens in our lives is as we mature, our former coping strategies become too limiting. And my feeling is certainly for myself, and I imagine for others as well, that's the reason that draws us to something like Zen practice. There's a sense, I did my best growing up, but this is no longer working for me. I need to start to lose some of those coping strategies that have become restrictive, and find some new way of engaging with some of the challenges that are happening for me in my life, because the other ones are too limiting. And so what we do in Zen, we just do Zazen, 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 many, many hours of it. And on the surface, it looks quite passive, but it's actually a really active engagement with life again and again and again. So to finish, I wanted to read out a couple of paragraphs from Joko Beck's new book, Ordinary Wonder, which I thought, when I was reading it, seemed to describe some of these themes really well. So she says, "Your life is right here. As we sit with this thing we don't want to sit with, we have a chance to cut off the escape, learn to reside in our experiencing, and let it be. If we can stop trying to fix it or change it or be mad at it, it begins to transform us. We don't have to transform it, it transforms us. We become more spacious. It's as though you have more room around you. Now, this is where you enter a growth that is hard to describe. You will sense in yourself as you're practicing that your life grows increasingly free of judgment. It is increasingly free of your self-centered hassle.